Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
Casual sex not a big deal to me, but
whoa.
I don't want my partner
that's
sleeping
so
around
true.
A lot
it's like
before they
one
date
thing,
me.
Doing another.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it's fine for me,
yeah.
But like,
ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one and only Jake Roquet. That rhymed.
What is up? Hello.
I am super pumped about having Jake on the pod today because he's just an overall cool guy. He's a singer, songwriter, and videographer, and among many other things.
Among a few small other things.
Yeah, but yeah, you're being humble. but I met Jake through Kenzie, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I meet all my like cool friends through Kenzie, so
she's
shout
cool
out Kenzie.
Yeah. It makes sense.
And like kind of through church, I feel like, because we're in that like LA Christian community that like bops
vibe.
Around sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So Jake, tell us a little bit about yourself other than what I just said and who you are and kind of what you're up to here in LA. Right, and where on. You're from, how old you are, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, so I am from Huntington Beach. I grew up there my whole life.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool, because yeah. I'm from Indiana, so, like, Huntington Beach sounds like, literally, that reminds me of, like, Hollister.
Yeah, right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean?
In Hollister, I didn't know until, like, I was way older, but that they have, like, a stream in Hollister.
Huntington yeah, wait, Beach, right? Was Hollister as cool
not
here?
At all.
What?
No.
No way.
No, like, I mean, like, I feel like in junior high.
Yeah, in junior maybe, high, like, was it not cool?
Like, it was kind of cool. I feel like it wasn't cool for guys. I feel like
see,
it was cool
Hollister
for girls.
Was cool, I feel like, for guys and girls in Indiana, because it was, like, yeah. California, like, gang loose.
I feel like it was, like, if you tried to look, like, no surfers tried to, like, dress like surfers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you already had the
or
actual surfers.
Yeah, so.
Did you have a surf team at your high school?
We had a surf club, unfortunately. We didn't have a surf team. Like, we didn't compete.
Yeah.
Because I went to, like, a pretty small private school.
Got you.
So, but, like, all the big schools, were, like,
had
like
surf
Edison,
teams.
Huntington High, and everything had surf
Got
teams.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, you're from
yeah.
Huntington Beach.
So, from Huntington Beach. Grew up there. I moved to L.A. like a year and a half ago after I graduated from school. I went
okay.
to Cal Baptist University. I studied business and marketing.
Cool.
Graduated and was, like, looking at a few different potential jobs I wanted to move into, and basically ended up saying, like, these all look like they suck, and I think I'd be miserable. Like, all of the...
So what were you looking at?
I was trying to... I was, like, working on a project in one of my classes, and it's one of my capstone classes, and we had to, like,
yeah.
present some stuff for target management about just, like, how we would go about, like, managing employees
yeah.
and managing a team and that sort of stuff. And so I did... I did a pretty good job in that, to the point where one of the managers came and talked to me. It was like, hey, we'd want to bring you on.
Yeah, you impressed
and, like,
them.
Like, put you on the fast track to corporate and blah, 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 and that
yeah.
sort of stuff. And we talked about it. I was like, maybe that would be an option. But when we, like, talked about what the job would look like, I was like, that sounds like hell. Like, I don't want to do that, you know?
Oh, real
so,
job.
Yeah. So I ended up, like, looking a little bit more into, like, I was getting involved in YouTube and that sort of stuff at
uh-huh.
that time.
What do you mean, like, getting involved? Like, were you making your own videos? Were you helping people out?
Yes.
Were you watching?
I was making my own videos a little bit. Like, kind of, like, off and on throughout college.
Yeah.
I was making just, like, a lot of, like, music covers is where
yeah.
it primarily started. So doing a lot of that. I think by then I'd kind of started getting involved, like, producing videos and
uh-huh.
music for other people as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I feel like you're kind of a really, like, techie guy. Like, you know what's going on.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like it so much that sometimes it's, like, an impairment. Like, I focus too much on, like,
yeah.
trying to get the quality of everything.
Yeah, like, guys, I got here
just,
today,
like,
and he's
it.
Like, you want to use this? You want to use
yeah.
this piece? Like, you want to use this? Like, I have this stand. Oh!
Oh, no, we lost
Speaking
our,
of.
We lost our headphone little mount. So, yeah, sometimes I'm really into that kind of stuff. Sometimes
yeah.
I feel like I'm too into it, and then I miss, like, the whole point
yeah.
of whatever piece of art that I'm making, you know? That's something lately I've been trying to, like, pull back on focusing on quality and
yeah.
tech stuff so much. But so I'll wrap it up quick. I feel like, long story short, I grew up super into sports. And that was, like, my whole life.
What sports?
I played football and volleyball. And
oh,
then,
yeah, because men's volleyball is a thing here.
Yes.
In the Midwest, there's no such thing as
right.
men's volleyball.
Right, totally.
What position in football did you play?
I was a running back and outside linebacker.
Okay. And then what about for volleyball?
For volleyball, I was an outside hitter most of the time.
Gotcha.
I, like, set when I was younger. And
cool.
then as I got older, I moved to outside hitter.
So sports was a big part of your
life. So it was, like, the main part of my life. Like,
yeah.
I really wasn't... I played drums a little bit when I was younger, but the thought of, like, singing and stuff, like, I feel like a lot of my life, I was like, oh, that's lame. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Were you, like, did you have, like, a Troy Bolton moment, kind of?
It's really funny that you say that, because it's...
Did he inspire
unbelievably
you?
Close. No. No,
okay.
I feel like I probably had seen High School Musical before this time, but
yeah.
so my buddy Brennan, this is funny to say, but I'll keep it short. My buddy Brennan was really into acting.
Yeah.
He, like, was in the theater program.
Yeah.
And I actually legitimately had a Troy Bolton moment, because he was really into theater, and we're going into our senior year, and he's like, bro, like, I'm not going to play football this year because I really want to
no
like, be in the
way.
Play.
Yeah.
And I was like, and we were, and he was basically, I was like, the strong side backer. He was like the opposite side backer.
Yeah.
So like we were like the team. We were like the Febreze brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you were
so duo. Yeah. And I was like, and I had been playing his position the year before. So I was moving over. He was taking the position.
Got
I had.
You.
And it was kind of, it was a big deal. We were like best friends. Yeah. And it was like, yo,
taking
we're
going to
do
field.
This and it's going to be a big deal. We're going to be like a defensive force, that kind of thing, basically. And he's like, oh, I want to go like be in the theater production. I was like, dude, you can't do that. Are you kidding
me? You're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like, bro, like we've been like waiting to be seniors, like doing this together. You know what I mean? Like you can't not play. And so basically, basically he was like, yo, if you do the musical with me in the spring, I'll play football with you in the fall.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, all right, dude, let's do it.
Oh, straight my up. Gosh.
And then I thought theater was kind of cool, but also it was kind of one of those things like I would never do kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'd also, that year, I just started playing like guitar and like my art, like band and everything. So, and I started singing like a tiny bit. And so they basically were like, we need someone that can sing.
Yeah.
And I like accidentally got cast for like the second biggest role in this entire
casually.
Thing. And then I was like, I went in to the teacher and I was like, this is a bad idea. I wasn't even kidding. I like didn't want the role. I was like, this is a really bad idea.
Like,
I've never done this before.
That's
and like,
so funny.
And like, and she literally didn't care. She's like, you can sing. Like, we'll figure out the rest. And I was like, oh no.
Well, that must mean like you must have been pretty good for her to put you.
I think that there was not a lot of competition, more so is what it was. It wasn't that I was that good.
A little bit of both.
It's that
whatever.
Like there was like one or two like theater dudes in the school.
Yeah.
And then like
she
not
was probably
a lot of guys
happy to get
good.
Like a football player like, in the theater. Yeah, we had that
I think that's
too.
What it was. So I mean it was fun. I had a blast.
So that's what kind of introduced you. That was your Troy Bolton.
A little bit. It was a little bit of like switching over or just like being more, I think maybe a little bit more comfortable and being like,
got
yo,
you.
I like am more than just
like
a sports kid and like that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Like I don't really care, you know?
Yeah.
That and surfing, basically.
So then you went to college.
Went to college, studied business and marketing.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. Really happy I did it. Wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Also feel like I never used my degree at all. Like I learned a lot, which was great.
Yeah.
I think that I could have learned a lot in a lot of different scenarios, too, you know? So I'm definitely not like everybody needs to go to college kind of guy.
Yeah.
Though I definitely like don't regret going either because it was a great experience. But.
So did you kind of pursue music more when you were in college?
Yes. I think I started...
When did you start, like, making music videos for your channel?
I'd straight up... It's weird because it was a really slow start. I think I posted my first YouTube video in 2013, which is...
Okay.
Like, that's when I, like,
wait,
posted
how old are you right
one.
Now?
So I'm 23.
Okay.
So that was the year that I graduated from high school.
Got you.
And I started... posting in 2013.
Okay.
A while ago now, it feels like, but there was a lot, there was definitely periods of like, on, I'd like post for a summer and then wouldn't post for 10 months.
Yeah.
And then like would start posting a little bit more.
I know,
you
know, I totally know what you mean.
So yeah, it was on and off for a little while. And then I think I really started taking it a little more seriously towards the end of college as I graduated, that kind of thing.
And so then when you graduated, you didn't want to go to what we call quote unquote real people jobs.
Yes.
So what was your deciding factor? Like how did you move to LA?
So the goal was kind of like, what could I do that I enjoy?
Yeah.
That would help, like that would like scrape by.
Yeah.
That would be like, that would just get me there. You know what I mean? So I had started making my own videos. I started learning how to produce music and I'd started learning how to like,
self-taught.
Shoot edit videos. Yeah. Just watching YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You know, that's how,
how ironic.
Works. And then you do it, you know, like you watch and then you do
it. Doing it helps.
And I think doing is the most important part of the learning process, but everything you want to learn is on the internet.
Yeah.
That's why I think like college is like going to be obsolete soon because like,
no, I agree.
Like as far as information goes, unless you're like, yo, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an accountant.
Doctor, lawyer.
This thing where I need these hard specific skills and I need like the social credit of someone else saying, yeah, they can do it. It's interesting. So I'm kind of on that train of like, whatever you want to do, like if you are determined, you can figure it out.
Got it.
It's kind of the thing. So I was like, I want to do this thing. I'm going to move to LA. I actually had an aunt and uncle out here that gave me like pretty cheap rent.
Oh,
and so,
that's awesome.
Like over on the west side. So I was there for the first like summer that I moved out, probably like 4 months or so, I think.
Uh-huh.
And just started like, a lot of working for people for free is what I started doing. So I'd say like...
So how did you
make money?
How did you find people to work for?
A lot of like, I'd kind of been involved a little bit. I'd gone to like a couple VidCons before, so I met a few different people.
Okay, there we go.
A lot of the bigger like a lot of the more fruitful opportunities that I've had since then came from Instagram DMs.
Gotcha. So wait, so did you DM them?
Totally, totally.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear all about this because I love this.
So one of the
I do this too a lot. Yeah, by the way, I'm very aggressive.
I love it. The internet's great. Like, a lot of my friends I've made through like YouTube and that sort of stuff. A lot of people I work for I've met through YouTube and Instagram. So
what about? Do you ever use LinkedIn?
No.
No.
No, I think LinkedIn is like underrated a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that there's like a lot of good stuff on there, but I never really used it.
Okay, because I. More YouTube clients, I feel like Instagram is just the way to go.
Yeah.
But for instance, jobs at like bigger companies, like I'll just email people, like I'll email the VP of whatever and I don't care, or message them on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have premium too, so I'm very like, I'm a LinkedIn girl.
It's legit. I believe it.
So you started messaging people?
Yeah, so like probably the most exciting story of those is like a few different things that really worked out well. One of them is that I messaged Molly Burke a while back. So we worked together like super consistently for actually like exactly a year now. It was like exactly a year ago that we first connected. And she's an awesome YouTuber. She's
so cool.
Yeah, she's fully blind. And just does a lot of content that's like centered around disability and like motivation and encouraging people and like that sort of stuff. It's super cool. She was someone that I just straight up like
inspiring.
yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. I was like just going through this Instagram or this like YouTube like, you know, like tunnel one day, you know what I mean? And I came across one of her videos, had seen just a few of them. And I was watching one. She's like, yeah, I just moved to LA and like it's super exciting and it's scary and like hopefully I'm gonna find people that can like help me film.
Yeah, no, and, well, like, I always wondered that. I was like, how does she film? And, you know, because YouTube's so obviously visual.
Right.
So I'm like, how does she do all of this stuff?
Right. That's my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, did you like kind of seek out the opportunity?
Yeah. So she just said, like, yo, I'm in LA and like, and I'd already been filming for a few different friends like for a while.
Yeah.
And just like, it was a lot more like I filmed for her very consistently.
Got it.
Now and over the past year, but it was a lot more like one offs, like more in the music side of things. I do music videos for people or like vlogs or like I've worked with like a lot of the big kids in LA in that space, you know. But she was one of the people that like brought me on consistently, and it just came from like, hey, I saw you move to LA, like I love your videos and love what you're doing, and I also make videos for a lot of other people in LA that are YouTubers, so like hit me up
when you need
if you want something. And like a month later she hit me back up, which we later found out that it was her mom, because her mom runs all of her Instagram.
That's what I'm wondering, like how does she participate on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got like quite a few workarounds. She's got a team, she's got people that help her out. She
Good
does an amazingly surprising amount of stuff on her own without other people, you know, for sure. Because just like the way that technology has like altered the world for blind people in the past
so cool
like 10 years specifically is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, there's so much that she gets to do on her own, like feet with like her phone, just like reading stuff to her. You
plus
know, like,
don't your phones. Other, aren't your other senses more, aren't they like, can't they work better or
that's yes.
Is that a myth?
Sort of. It's that's halfway true and halfway a myth.
Or do you just learn how to use them better?
Yes. It's not exactly that your senses get better. But it's that you get better at operating in the world via those senses.
And has she been, I don't want to turn this into all about her, even though she's awesome, has she been blind her whole life?
Yeah, she went, no is the answer on.
Okay.
She went blind at, she's 24 now, so 14, I think. It's been 10
years.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so she always had this eye disease, and it sort of, like, slowly took her vision.
Yeah.
But she was fully blind at 14.
Okay, got you. That's really interesting, too, I feel like.
Yeah. So I would say just to wrap that in with where it comes back to my stuff is that there's a few different people that have gone, like, through Instagram DMs, but she was one specifically that, like, you know, it worked out really well. We worked together for the past year. We took her channel from, like, almost 200,000 subscribers when we started to now she's at, like, 1.8 mil, maybe.
Way to go, man.
Which
That's
is, yeah, awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, obviously, so much of it has to do with
I
her
she's
work.
Like,
you know,
please
it's
never
like,
leave.
Yeah, like, it's not like I, like, did that for her, but I think I definitely contributed to that, which
absolutely.
Is great, too, you know, but she, you know, like just works her butt off, and it's really cool to see. And so, yeah, like that's where a lot of cool opportunities have come. Like maybe a lot of my followers have seen me from like the Shane Dawson series that we did with them.
So wait, what was the Shane? Can you tell me who you've worked with? It's okay if you can't or if it's confidential.
No. As far as that goes, I feel like this is the place to be comfortable with being like, yes, okay, this is what I do.
Cool. Tell me who you work with.
Molly Burke, like the bigger-ish names that might be more recognizable. Shane Dawson, we did a series with him.
So cool. What do you mean you did a series? What'd you do?
We did a three video series for Shane that turned into, and then we did two videos for Molly. So it was like five videos in this little series. Yeah, but it was like the Jake Paul series like that started. Wait,
so was
with
it like a
people.
Molly times Shane yes. type of thing?
Yeah, that's okay, what cool. it was. And so,
he is just the coolest.
Yeah, he's the coolest dude. That was really funny because it's funny how like sometimes you know pockets of YouTube and sometimes like there's like you think you know, but then you don't. Yeah. Kind of like I had my pocket of YouTube when she told me we were doing a video with Shane. I like actually didn't know who he was. Like I'd heard the name before, but I didn't know who he was. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like it was like happening next week. And I was
You're like, whatever.
Like, I had no idea, you know, that he was just like as legit as he is, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
And he had a astronomical year.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't I know he's been on the platform forever, but I really became a Shane fan this year.
Yeah, totally.
Because of his like, once the Jeffree Star thing happened, I was okay, like, wow.
Yeah. So he's done like a lot of really cool series this year. Yeah. So to go like Molly, Shane, I've done a lot of stuff with Gabby, Hannah.
Okay, cool.
A lot of stuff that might be a lot, maybe like four or five videos. So yeah. Like, you know, a few different things. We're friends.
Awesome.
Who else? We did, I'm trying to think. Like a lot of my close friends, Tiffany Alvord and Quibus Potgeater.
Awesome.
Are like a couple there on the music side of things.
That's fun for you.
Done a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah.
Lots of videos all over the place. I feel like I almost feel bad missing people. We did a James Charles video.
Oh, cool.
I feel like there's so many that I'm
there's
forgetting.
There's probably so many
great people, but
yeah. But your main people are the ones you listed already. And I'm sure there's many more you'll still work with.
Yeah. So like a big introduction to my YouTube world too was Tyler Ward.
Okay.
Who was like someone that I watched back in the day. He's like a cover or like the OG like cover. Do
that's
you know who
awesome.
That is?
No, I do not.
Okay, yeah, he's like the greatest dude in the world. He's like one of my best friends.
It sounds the name sounds so familiar though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You might like know him
I'm sure.
kind of thing. But he's just like the OG, like the Boyce Avenue.
Gotcha.
Like Kurt Schneider, Tyler Ward,
awesome.
Like those are like the OGs. And so he was a big part of my intro. He kind of like took me under his wing like
that's
when
awesome.
I was younger and like brought me up. We just like became good, really great
so
friends
cool.
and he like taught me a lot. And so I did like that was a little bit of my intro to the, that world too as I was working for him a little bit too.
That's awesome. Well, what's so cool about the YouTube community and what I've realized is that it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
Once like you kind of know someone, I feel like you know everyone.
Totally.
Almost.
Yeah,
or it's
just like a lot of people are just like genuinely they are like good friends with people.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's
that's
it's
the best.
Cool. Yeah, I love it.
One time someone told me they were like, it only takes two people to get in contact with whoever you want to be in contact with. So for instance, you're going to get in contact with their assistant and then you're going to get in contact with them. Or, you know what I mean? You're going to get to their desk and then whoever. And it goes for like the big corporate world or even just the YouTube community.
Totally.
It's like, oh, I need to talk to you and then I need to talk to whoever I want to talk to.
Yeah, people are so accessible. People don't realize.
Yeah. And people generally want to help.
Totally. Most people are good people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy what you get when you ask.
Yeah. And it's just like, especially when people see themselves in you. That's what I found the most.
Yes.
And especially, I super
so
feel that way. So like, it's like, I've totally been pulled up. Like Tyler Ward's probably the biggest example of that for me. And that we're so similar. And he's like a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
And like,
he's like
we're
a little
so
mentor
similar.
Figure.
Yeah. And he like totally saw himself in me when like he was coming up. So like, he like brought me under his wing and like taught me so much.
Yeah.
And like, I'm super thankful for that. And now when people approach me and I like see myself in them, like, man, you're so cool. And they're like a little bit younger than me. And they're like, I've even had people that like moved to LA that they're like, oh, I'm like, because like you inspired me to like move to LA and like that kind of thing. And like, so now like when those people are here, it's like, I want to give them like,
because
I see myself in them, you know? So like, I want to give them everything
exactly.
I can, like
I
within
love
reason,
that.
You know? So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I love your story. Thank you for sharing it. Guys, I'm just so excited to answer these poll questions.
Yeah. They got juicy, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you one, have you ever voted prior to today? Have you ever voted in my polls?
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like probably a solid percentage of them.
What do you, like, which ones are your favorite to vote in? Like, what category? Or what are the you find most interesting, et cetera?
Yeah, I find them, it's not even so much the ones that I love voting in, but I find, like, studying other people very interesting.
Just, yeah.
Like, generally, people are just like, well, what, I guess your audience is probably mainly, like, 18 to 24.
Yeah, exactly.
Some teens, some slightly older,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Like, yeah. So I find that really interesting. Probably maybe a little bit more girl-dominated,
yes,
I would guess.
Yes, more girl-dominated.
Yeah. So I find that fascinating. Like, I'm always,
well,
like,
I'm
thinking
sure
about that.
As a guy, I'm sure, because it's more girl-dominated. Well, mm-hmm. I know when I'm looking at the results and I'm, like, looking at who voted,
yeah,
because I'm nosy like that,
yeah,
I want to see what guys are voting.
Look, I want to look after you and see what my friends put.
Like, I want to see what guys are voting.
Totally.
But not as many guys follow me. So I'm sure, yeah, as a guy looking at my feed or whatever, I would want to see what all the girls are
totally
voting.
It's really interesting. I yeah,
you find
totally
out a lot about people.
Yeah, and there's a few things, even my mind today that I asked, yeah, I was like, I think I'm like in the minority and probably like 80% of them.
Really?
Yeah,
I found myself in quite in a few of the minority and the ones today too.
Yeah, which I love. Excited. I love, like, being weird. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so the first question is, what matters more to you in a relationship? The chemistry / vibe or values?
I'm like so heavy towards the values side.
Same.
Yeah.
I was like, Colin, that's a good question, but values, mm-hmm,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally. I would say that, like, those other things are super important to me, like chemistry and vibe and, like, the way you get along, like,
yeah,
those things. Especially, like, short term, you know, because,
yeah,
like, and especially, like, in friendships, I
well,
would
you
say
know right off too, the bat if you're going to vibe or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And it's, like, it's so important, but I think as far as, like, longevity of, like, a successful relationship, like, specifically
through the hard times, the values
specifically
are
into, like, yeah, into, like, a romantic relationship.
Yeah,
because if this were, like, a friendship relationship, it might be different, but if I'm thinking, like, what would be, like, long term make sense in a relationship,
through the tough times, values are what keep you together. Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, because
you're not
like,
always going to be
can, like,
vibing.
Come and go,
like,
you know?
You're,
yeah,
not always
going to,
yeah, be vibing.
Totally.
Even with my best friends, sometimes I'm not vibing,
right,
you know?
Right, but when you, like, even if you're not vibing, if you, like, know
you
they're
still
a good
love
person,
them, yeah,
and you know, like, yeah, you, like,
got it,
love them regardless.
Well,
so
shockingly, 53% said chemistry and vibe.
Yeah, I was surprised. Which, that's, you know, that's a pretty close to even split.
I can understand,
so it's not that
why,
crazy,
like, a college student would be like, oh, yeah, I need,
oh,
a good
vibe. It's all about the vibe.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. It's all about the vibe.
Let's see what type of people, though, voted. I mean, we did put these up pretty late, but still a lot of people are voting. Mm. Wow, a lot of girls, I would say, primarily are voting chemistry and vibe.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would guess, I think.
Let's see who's voting values. Still a lot of girls, though. I mean, I have, mm-hmm, a lot more girls that follow me.
Can I come take a,
yeah,
peek with you?
Absolutely.
Let's just both center around your phone, so
chemistry?
I won't have mine out. Interesting. So, I mean, it's a lot of girls for sure,
a lot of
of
girls.
Course.
There's a few guys here and there.
We can't say names. Oh, ah, interesting. I see people I know.
People you know?
Judged. Just kidding. it's kind of people that I would, like, sort of expect to, like, fall in that category, though, that are just, like, really,
really
into, like, oh, like, the, you know.
There are guys.
Oh, interesting. There are a few dudes in here. I know.
Yeah.
I know a couple people, yeah.
There's, like, a few of my guy friends that I'm, like, yeah, you definitely would vote this. You,
yeah,
know what I,
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of fun. I kind of want to, like, if I'm like good enough homies with somebody, I might out them in what they said.
Yeah. I know, I did that too. I'm like,
yeah,
my brother, but
like
yeah,
if it's someone that I know, they'd like feel comfortable saying that publicly. Interesting.
Okay.
I dig it.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Should you and your partner live together before you're married?
This is juicy. So I answer first.
Do you want me to answer this first?
Yeah, sure. What do you think?
Hard no.
Yeah.
I think hard no.
Which I actually asked that question because I remember it coming up on it. I think you did it like a while back.
Probably.
Where I was like looking through,
yeah,
some,
yeah,
old polls or,
yeah,
something. And I was shocked that it was like what, 75-80%?
Yeah.
Said yeah. Yeah, so 72 here.
What
in,
do you
in
think?
Ours.
I mean, what do you think?
I think no. And I think that there's like unbelievably compelling evidence to like point you at, like no matter what, like where you come from, like background wise,
yeah,
like there's, I think I remember reading about it that it like increases, you have to
Google the study,
but the most important one that I think would come up is that it increases your chance of, if you get married,
it increases
your chance of divorce by like 55% or,
wow,
something.
Which I'm not surprised.
Which is unbelievably substantial, like statistically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's probably the most like compelling reason, like,
uh-huh,
no matter like where you,
yeah,
stand, like
follow the
previous
stats
to that, like, yeah, if that's something that you think you'd want to move towards, as,
yeah,
far as like, yeah, like you want to be married,
exactly,
then it's like, I feel like if you, I don't know, I don't want to like alienate anybody, but no, I feel like if you're processing that, if you're taking that information.
In my opinion, there's so many reasons.
Yeah.
Why?
I think there's so many.
One, I think that is just obvious is mm-hmm. that there's something so exciting about getting married and moving in together.
Yeah.
I think one, that's a big reason. Two, I think that you're going to live with each other the rest of your life, so may as well enjoy it right. not living with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel mm-hmm. like that's a crucial time in your life to not live with the person you're going to marry because totally. You're going to be with them the next 50 plus years.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Right.
And then it just screws things up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like...
I think it's a weird thing because it kind of says like, I'm committing to you. But not like, but yeah. not that much,
yeah.
you know, like I'm kind of committing to you. Yeah. Which I'm like scared to say these kinds of things. Like, I don't want to like talk, like,
I know,
it's not like that big of a deal because like, yeah, there's like, well, no, I just mean like, there's a lot of people that think differently.
No, I know what you
know,
mean.
But I think like, it's sort of like you're leaving yourself in out of like, well, I'm committing to you.
That's a good point.
But like, not to the level where I'm really committing.
Yeah.
And, like, would have to hop through like legal hurdles if
yeah,
I want
no
to
kidding.
Decommit. I just want to be able to like pick up my stuff. And walk out.
So true.
You know? So,
Well, one time I had a married woman mm-hmm. tell me, I was working in a retail store and she told me we were just bonding because she's from the Midwest and I was in LA and whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, if there's one piece of advice I could tell you, it's to never get or never live with your significant other until you're at least engaged.
Okay,
and I thought that, like, at least engaged, I feel like is a little bit more, right. I'd be more inclined to do
right.
that.
Right.
Than
I feel like engaged is so close to married, though, that I would just be like, oh, we might as well. Like,
yeah.
I could get the engaged thing.
I could be down with,
I could
like,
totally get it. Especially if it's like a month before and you like get a great deal on an apartment
yeah.
and it's like, all right, you know, so like
yeah.
that. But like,
yeah.
yeah, no, I think it would just like, to me, yeah, it makes the most sense.
Okay, cool.
To go that way.
72% said yes, mm-hmm. they would. 28% said no.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, minorities over here.
Let's see who said no.
Ooh, roast them. Just kidding.
Yeah, there are lots of girls.
It's hard to tell. I wish I knew, like...
Yeah, see, like, a lot of these people I know.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, does
there's
someone
people,
say?
Well, there's people that kind of just would, like, vote... I don't know. There's people that like, I would assume to be on one side or be on a different
side. Oh, really?
Side, you know,
whoa,
know.
This guy, like, he's one of my guy friends. I'd expect him to totally live with his girlfriend.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, my loyal friends that come through. Ooh,
is that your friend?
Yeah, he's a homie. He's great.
Yeah, well, good job. He voted the right thing.
Nice. He voted the right thing.
No, I'm kidding.
Everyone else is wrong.
Interesting. No, I'm kidding. Jakey, but not really. Do you think
am casuals... Am I allowed to drink water on your podcast?
Yeah, please. Weird. Please go. And it's ASMR mm-hmm. now. Okay. Do you think casual sex is a big deal or not a big deal? You can take the reins on this one.
I would say a big deal. And I think that it's almost an oxymoron because you're saying like casual sex almost infers like
I know
not
I
a big
like,
deal. You know what I mean? Like, so I was like, as I was like reading it, I was like, is that, you know, I think that like almost like by it's almost a tough one. We're saying like by definition, like at a very micro, they feel like saying like casual sex. Well, if it's casual, it's obviously not a big deal.
Well, yeah. And also what was like the inspo for this poll? Like, do you feel like a lot of people our age like have quote unquote casual sex?
Yeah. Well,
what was the inspiration for this question?
It's a couple things. I think it actually, this one, so there was two of them. I think this one, another one kind of like stemmed from like old questions that I saw that I thought were interesting. And
gotcha.
I kind of like reworded or rephrased a little bit, but I think this is interesting because I think one, like culturally, especially nowadays, like sex is, I think, like kind of undervalued from where I think it should be. It's a tough thing because I think it can also be like put too high up too. You know,
gotcha.
I think people can make too big of a deal of it.
Okay.
When it's like not that big of a deal. But I also think there's a lot of like literature and like psychological studies and like where I come from, like morally, like on thinking like I think it's certainly better for you to not like have a lot of casual sex as a young person. You know what I mean? Like
casual. I think it's funny just like
yeah.
casual
sex. I think it's like better to like not like certainly not like overdo it in that area. I think it's in I think that like nowadays it's like kind of like tight to be like, oh, like I sleep around a lot and like that's cool,
like,
you know,
hashtag casual sex.
Yeah. Hashtag, you know, like
hashtag.
Everybody says, you know. Everyone on Instagram.
Yo, had some casual sex last night. Hashtag it.
Yeah, so I mean I think I kind of come from there, and I think that there's like a lot of, I think that like relation, which I find this fascinating with like the following question too.
Yeah.
The response to it, because it's interesting. I'll go into that when we get to that one.
Well, this is the first time I feel like I dance around sex a lot in my polls. Like I'm like PG-13. You know what I mean?
Right.
And when you asked this, I was like, oh God, but like, I want to talk, like, I feel like
I thought it was worthwhile. I almost didn't too. And I was talking with a friend about some of that. And she's like, I think it's a worthwhile conversation. Yeah. I think people don't talk about it because they like are afraid to.
Exactly.
And I think it's like people need to hear people like have honest conversations about it.
So why can't we talk about it? You know?
Exactly.
So yeah, you think that it is a big deal.
Yeah, because I think that when you make it less of a big deal than I think it really is, I think you see it affects people in ways they don't understand immediately. A lot of times it's like a lot later on that they realize that like it has an effect on them they didn't realize.
So true.
Yeah, and I think that like like later on in relationships and cause issues or like whatever it is, and I think that I think that almost like no matter where you come from, like on this issue feels like a weird word, but like where you no matter where subject. You come from for it, yeah, like a lot of people would I think agree that like a lot of it's like it's not like nothing kind of thing, you know,
well,
where
a lot of people other try to make level it like of that. Intimacy,
yes,
even
kind
just
of like the pinnacle
out,
of
yeah
of
even that. Just hanging out with someone one-on-one is intimate, let alone like casual sex.
Right.
So I would say it's a big deal for that reason.
Totally.
Just because it's not like you're having casual sex with everyone.
Right.
So yeah, 46% said it was a big deal, which I'm surprised more people didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
54% said not a big deal, which I feel like with college and the hookup culture, I can see why people
Tinder
vote that.
And yeah, college and just
this
like,
is interesting. A lot of
kind
people
just how
with,
culture
like,
has moved a little bit.
A lot of people in relationships said a big deal. Like I'm noticing.
Interesting.
I don't know if any of your friends.
Interesting. I feel like it was almost an interestingly worded
almost
question.
Almost everyone I know like that's in a relationship voted it's a big deal. This is really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Would you rather date someone that has had sex with more than three partners or less than three partners? Why three?
Okay. Well, I just felt like it was just a number that I thought of. I don't know. It just felt like an interesting place to like kind of draw a line,
like
if you were
good,
to draw a line somewhere.
I feel like it's a good
kind of like middle groundish number. I don't know. I just felt like a good place to put it. And I wrote, so this kind of plays into a couple things. The first is that I was surprised to see when you posted about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
A while back. And there was like The Bachelor on the show was like
a virgin
at the time.
Do you think he's a virgin or something?
Yeah. Well, one of your polls was like, does it make him more attractive or less attractive that he's a virgin?
Yeah. I did a lot of virgin polls.
Yeah. And I found that to be really interesting because I think, I don't even remember what the numbers were, but I just remember being surprised about like
more
what people's answers were.
A lot of people voted more attractive, I think.
Was it?
I just remember,
I thought, I can't remember now. I should have like refreshed my memory.
Honestly, I don't know.
But I think I was surprised by the number of people that said less attractive. I remember being pretty close to an even split. It was maybe like 55-45 one direction or another.
Because I remember being surprised by that answer too. And I remember people telling me that they thought he was, I don't know. I remember being confused about those.
Because it's an interesting question. It's like, if someone were to sleep around like a lot and they're like, oh, I've had sex with, let's say, 12 people.
Yeah.
Like, does that make them more attractive or less attractive? Which I think, here's what it was. So a lot of people said that it made him less, it made him less attractive that he was a virgin. But then in this poll, a lot of people said they want their partner to have less than three partners, which is 78%. Am I allowed to say it? Yeah. 78% said that. But then in the previous poll, there was the majority saying casual sex is not a big deal. But then, so it's interesting.
True.
It's interesting to put, and I wanted them to be in that order for that reason.
But so contradicting.
Yeah, it's sort of contradicting to me because what it says to me is it almost looks, I don't want to like offend anybody also, but it almost looks a little selfish.
Yeah.
Because it's saying like, casual sex is not a big deal to me, but...
Whoa.
I don't want my partner
That's
sleeping
so
around
true.
A lot
it's like
before they date
thing,
me.
Doing another.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, it's fine for me, but like this, like, but so to me, it kind of says like, I don't care about what that other person wants because I kind of would expect most people don't want someone that slept around a ton.
Yeah.
Just interesting. Yeah, I think there's something there of like, I think it maybe stems a little bit selfishly.
This poll right here is one of those things that like checks you. Yeah. Like, wait, what? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It makes you kind of rethink what you were thinking.
Right, originally. Right.
So what did you vote?
I voted less than three partners.
Yeah.
But I would also date someone that had...
Yeah,
that had,
this one like, was that's actually the tough for me because I
feel like it's so situational to the person. Like three, and like, I don't know.
Three is like... Not if it were like 20, maybe I'd be like, wait, what? Right, you know what I mean? Right. Or like, I don't know what a ridiculous number is, like 30 yeah. or something. I would be like, okay, that's a lot, or right. I don't know,
which it's all relative. You and know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Know what's like, a, I don't even know like what quote unquote like is a it's not like yeah. a number, like right, a deal breaking
right.
number,
right? Totally, and it's so situational to the person, like where they've come from, like kind of who, like who they are,
yeah.
Like,
and
I don't know, yeah, I could see like a lot
think
of different
I
scenarios.
Voted more. Wait, I want to see what I voted. I think I maybe voted... I forget what... This one was tough. Like, this is one I had to hold down on the screen.
Oh, yeah? You're like, shoot, let me think about it.
Wait, I think I voted less, actually. Okay, yeah, I voted less.
Yeah.
I voted less.
I feel like three was, like, an interesting number to put, too. Because it just seems like it's, yeah. like, a tough like,
I voted
spot to call.
Less,
I don't know.
But, you know what? More three or more definitely wasn't a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'll put it.
Certainly, yeah. There's, like, a number to me that would probably be a deal breaker that's not
three. What do you think
three.
Would be the number?
Oh, that's a good
question.
The deal-breaking
number.
I feel like it so depends on the person.
And also,
it's hard
like,
to
when
say,
you have this conversation, like, do you have this conversation? Are you
I think this conversation is a conversation that should be had. That is worthwhile. That is worth having.
Like how early?
Not that early. Like pretty not
so,
early.
Like, you've
you
been
know?
Dating for
yeah,
a
you're
while.
Dating somebody for a while. I'd say maybe like six. I don't. Whenever it's comfortable. Yeah. I don't know. It depends. I feel like people progress in conversationally and relationally differently.
Yeah.
So it's hard to put a number on it. But like, see, I think it's a conversation that should be had. Of like, of sort of just like what, like where, like what's your not like what's your number? You know, like
what's your
oh,
body
what's
count?
Your body
Isn't that
count?
What it's called?
Yeah, body yeah. but something along the lines of like where you sort of come from. Like in that lane, I think is like a worthwhile conversation.
I feel
have,
like
it helps you understand the other person.
Yes, but I also feel like it can be like a little dangerous knowing something like I feel like that.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
I think that's like super. Yeah, it's a conversation that would need to be had by like two very mature.
You have
like,
to be really confident in your own relationship
yeah,
to not be bothered by this subject.
Yeah. And I certainly think it's a worthwhile conversation to have to understand somebody. I think it's like, it's important
Got
to
you.
Like truly understand yeah. where somebody comes from. And then too, you can kind of understand like, if somebody has an issue with this or if somebody is more prone to this or like whatever it is,
yeah.
like, you can kind of understand where it's coming from and like have a little more empathy for it.
Yeah,
I think it's an important
exactly.
part of it.
So 100%.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times people like have mistakes or their things they regret.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean?
I think if anyone is going into that conversation, like judgmentally
yeah,
in any
not,
sort of direction,
you shouldn't be having the conversation.
You know, like it's yeah, it won't, it's not good.
That's
but
yeah,
hopefully
disaster.
In a healthy relationship, like you're able to like have honest conversations and
absolutely
not have it, like.
Well, 22% Jake said that they want partners
more than three.
Have more than three.
More than three partners. Three was the right
less.
Number. I'm glad
three
I put three.
Three was so good.
Yeah.
If it were like
yeah.
five, I feel like it'd be a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, because three's like because it's more than three or less than three too.
Maybe I should do more polls with like different numbers
mm-hmm.
and see what people.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
You know what I mean?
Because there's probably a cutoff where most people are like, okay, like that's kind of crazy,
yeah.
or like, yeah. I mean, a lot of people said in the Bachelor thing, like, oh, they're less attracted to a guy
right?
that a virgin, like pretty close to 50%, maybe
exactly.
more, maybe less. But
and also, okay, just to know on the virgin thing,
yeah.
on like Colton, I think it trips people out just because he's so ridiculously good looking that it's
right.
like, why?
Yeah,
like me,
that's
it's more psychological. I'm like, it doesn't freak me out that you're
how
virgin,
old was
but
he
I'm.
Too?
I want to say like 26 or something,
okay.
but I like look at him and I'm like, okay, why? Because you're so good looking. You're in the NFL. Like, I'm like,
he's
what's
in the
going
NFL?
On? Yeah.
Shoot, I didn't watch.
I'm like,
I didn't watch it. I just
I'm
saw
like,
your polls.
Are you straight? Do you know what I mean? Because he's so,
yeah,
I hate saying that, but
right,
like,
right.
realistically, I'm like, you're so ridiculously good looking and athletic. And
it's like,
just
how'd
like,
you manage to pull it off all
yeah,
these years? You know?
I just want
to
know why. Like, is it a religious thing or
uh-huh.
whatever?
Totally.
I think it was
totally.
Just kind of like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
because,
I think probably for probably like 95% of people that are a virgin at 26, I would guess it's probably a religious thing.
Yeah.
You know, because most people, like, if you want to have sex with somebody, you'll find somebody
well,
to have sex with.
What's
you know
crazy,
what I mean?
On the show, he said it's not a religious thing.
Oh, really?
He just said it's like never happened. And
oh,
like,
that's I don't know. That's
I know.
I don't want to say weird, but like that's strange. Like,
I know. I'm
I would be surprised. Yeah. If, yeah. Somebody, if it wasn't a religious right? thing, if they're not like,
I mean, have you seen
out.
The guy? He's like literally like a walking Abercrombie model totally. On steroids.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway.
Interesting. That right? It would sort of change my opinion on it if someone's like, oh, no, I just like have.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. People got their reasons, but I would assume that it would be religious for most
and
people.
It doesn't help that like the stereotype of like, ooh, like professional athlete, like they, right. like, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, like yeah.
You know what I mean?
Professional athletes, they got to be careful. People trying yeah. to like, get babies, get money yeah. or like no that kidding. Whole kind of crazy thing.
Yeah.
That's real.
All right. So next question. If a friend or partner does something that really bothers you, are you more likely to tell them or say nothing?
This was interesting. I forget what the answers were, but I'll look at it after. I think this is interesting. I almost forget what I put because I'm so torn on it. Nowadays, I think I'm more likely to tell people because I think it's like what's best for our relationship. And I think that I was probably that way for most of my life, but for a while I got like so over like confrontation with people
yeah.
that I think there's like a pocket of time in my life where I just like
you just like kind of shoved me
like
around.
Ah whatever. I just like yeah. was like a chill person. I was like yeah everything's gotcha. Fine like whatever. But then like I think I learned that that's not the best way to take care of it.
And yeah.
I think nowadays, a lot of my friends will know that I'll like be like, hey, I'm feeling like there's like a little bit of resentment around something, and I'm not sure what it is, and like I want to talk about it.
Because, wow,
like,
our that's so worth, unbelievably like mature.
Yeah, it's something that is like, oh gosh, if you don't do it, like I super highly recommend it. And I will say you've got to do it. Like you've got to know if someone's like at that level of like maturity.
Yeah.
To be
it
able
has to be the right person to have that conversation yeah. with.
But I think a shocking amount of people, when you approach them that way and be like, yo, like.
They were feeling just, weird about it too sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I care about our relationship and I just want to say yeah. like, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah.
what's up here? Can you tell me like, is there something
exactly.
I did? And then a lot of times it opens like the door for a healthy conversation.
Yeah. I was like, this was easy for me. I put tell them, mm-hmm. but I've been doing this thing lately where if I have a problem or, you know what I mean? I have a problem with someone or an issue. I normally wait like a few days or a week or mm-hmm. however long to like cool off.
Right.
So that way when I have the conversation, I'm chill.
You can be
I'm
reasonable
coming for.
And,
yeah, yeah. I really think about like what I'm going to say. Is it worth, you know, I don't come out like it raging
totally.
and I don't come at it from a place of I just try and calm down a little bit
yeah.
so that way I'm trying to be as mature as possible
mm-hmm.
Still approach the situation, and normally by that time like I've backed off, so then the other person's like, hey, what's up, or you know what I mean, they know mm-hmm. something's a little up, and then I feel like that's how I approach things, which
totally.
has helped me a lot because it lets me cool off and think about what's actually important versus what's not, what's mm-hmm. worth bringing up.
Yeah, yeah.
79% cool. said they would tell them.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really good. 21% said say nothing. What comes more naturally to you, finding routine or finding adventure?
Certainly finding adventure, which makes finding routine so unbelievably
that's I'm really shocked
for me.
I'm really shocked that you said that.
Yeah, because you know me to be like,
yeah,
I force myself
guy.
Even if you look around my room, like so much
okay
stuff
first of all
routine.
Can I just say, like, I was gonna wait till we were talking about the like routine questions, but like this guy's room, he has literally, I love it, you have these papers of where he like
place.
Writes kind of like quotes or like motivational things. I do this too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like tripping out.
Should I read some of my favorites?
Yeah, please do.
There's one. Kobe,
they're hung up on his room.
So whenever I hear anything that I kind of like inspires me, I write it on like a lined piece of paper with a Sharpie, like in a very like not artistic way, you know,
no,
and
I
just like
it.
Stick it
I
right
love
on the
it.
Wall.
It's very Casey Neistat of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig that. One of my favorites is, well, let me turn towards him. One of my favorites is rest at the end, not at the middle. It's something that Kobe says a lot. Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Big inspiration.
Kobe.
Monotask is something that it's actually like a theme that I sort of heard from a lot of different people. So.
Wow, I love that one. I want to take a picture of these.
Yeah, I recommend it. There's so much wisdom from other people that I stick
yeah.
on the wall.
You should do a video on this.
Yeah, I should.
This
You're
is
right.
cool.
You're totally right.
Like, this is the stuff I want to watch.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm serious.
I'm working on it. Homies, we're getting there for sure. David Goggins, something he says often. He's like a ultra
yeah who is that
ultra like marathon runner. He's a crazy athlete. He was an ex Navy SEAL. He's done a lot of stuff. He set the record for the most pull ups in 24 hours. He ran 205 miles without stopping.
Yeah, can't relate, but great for him.
Crazy dude. He says he's someone that talks about, like, in his book and in some podcasts, he's talked about being uncommon among uncommon people, which I think is he's talked about it, like, as relative to the SEALs. He was in the SEALs and he wanted to be like the top, like the Navy SEALs. It's like 1% of 1% of, like, athletes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy fit and, like, dangerous people, you know?
Yeah.
And he wanted to be, like, uncommon among them. And I think about that kind of in respects to, like, L.A.
Yeah.
I think L.A. is a place where, like, people are that are, like, big fish in small ponds show up.
And
no one cares. You know what I mean? It's like, you're common here now. Even though you're uncommon in your small pond, you're common here. And so I think, like, being uncommon among uncommon people, like, you have to work. Like, your work ethic harder. Has to be crazy compared to the people even here who have great work ethic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. There's a lot of stuff. Think less, do more. That's something I'm working on. It's just, like just do stuff and stop thinking about, like, how to make it the best, you know?
I love that. I overthink everything.
Totally. So, yeah, there's just a few. I don't know. There's a ton here.
I liked this one. Finish the day with no more than two tabs open.
Finish the day with no more than two tabs open. It's so...
How'd you get that? Where's that from? Is that from someone, or did you come up with that yourself?
I think I just wrote it. I think it stemmed from something I was reading. I read every morning and listen to a lot of podcasts and that sort of stuff. So it might have stemmed from something, but...
Okay, well, if that's yours and that's not from something else, like, you should make that yours and, like, start saying that and stuff.
All right, yeah.
I feel like that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's almost a weird thing to claim as a quote, because, like...
No, that's, like...
It's generic,
like,
you know?
No, but I feel like that's a good thing to remember.
When you go to bed, and I feel like I go to bed... something I do that's really big related to this I'll finish the day with no more than two tabs open is a big thing. I try to text everyone back at the end of the day.
I know, I try and do that too.
I don't get that done very often.
Yeah.
So yeah, something I'm really bad at. And then I actually restructure my day on my whiteboard every night before I go to bed. So whatever I don't have done.
How's that?
Yeah, it's a little whiteboard down there. Whatever I didn't finish, I write down, and it's, like, a lot easier for me to, like, release it. Cause a lot of times I'll, like, sit in bed and think, like, I can't forget to do this tomorrow. Yeah. It's like, I need to remember to do this and I need to remember this and blah, blah, blah. So, like, when I do that, it helps me, like, release it to the next day.
Got you. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, I love this one. Would you pay someone $50 for this hour? If the answer is no, restructure your activities/actions.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially from my, like, work hours
of the
day.
So what do you mean by that? Would you pay $50 for this hour?
So I try to value my time at $50 an hour.
Yeah.
Is what I think, like, generically through my day, at least from, like, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's when I try to work every day. I try to turn off my phone for a majority of that time. And so when I do that, I think, like, pretty much exactly that. Like, if I'm spending time doing something for $50 an hour, or let's say if, how would I phrase this? So the simplest version of it is, like, if you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's say for an hour.
Got it.
Would you pay somebody $50 an hour? Because that's where I value my time during my workday.
Yeah.
Would I pay somebody $50 an hour to be on Facebook for an hour? And the obvious answer is no. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's so stupid.
So get off
especially
the
damn when app. I can do that from, like, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. when
got
I like,
you.
Like do when I like have free time scheduled. You know what I mean?
I never regret. Because I feel like we're always telling ourselves, like, yeah, I'm trying to not be on my phone. And I never regret not being on my phone.
Totally.
I'm never,
like, you never regret eating
dang,
healthy. You never regret working out.
I wish I was scrolling.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, crap, I wish I would have scrolled more today.
Right.
Like,
right.
I never, ever think that or say that.
Totally.
No one does.
Yeah. It's like... It just makes so much sense. And it's one of those things that you know is good for you.
Yeah.
That's, or you know is bad for you, rather. Uh-huh. Like a lot of people know, like, if they spend 8 hours on social media in a day, that's not good.
Yeah.
And everyone knows that. And at the end of the day, they know that. At the beginning of the day, they know
that.
But then they'll do it multiple times, like, over and over throughout a week. And it's like, I don't know, like, if you're able to, like, have the discipline to, like, cut things off and say no.
Exactly. Even when I'm, like, finish a notable task and, you know, all I want to do is, like, get on my phone for a second.
Totally.
I try and fill that space with, like, doing the dishes or, like, something else that's productive.
Yeah.
So that way, I don't know, it's better than scrolling.
Maintain, like, a stream of productivity.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, I love these and I want to take a picture of them.
Yeah.
Awesome. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I have, okay, so I have a few of these up, but I also have, like, I make these workout calendar things where I, like, write out what I did, mm-hmm. and it's on my wall, and it looks just like this kind of, it's weird.
Okay, yeah. Can anyway. I say, so there's one that I heard in a podcast that threw off, and it's just, like it wrecked me today.
Okay.
But it's so good. I was working out today, listening to Joe, I think it was Joe Rogan and someone else that he was talking to. I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
But they said discipline equals freedom.
Yeah.
And it, like, blew my mind. I'd never heard it before.
Wait, someone said that in, have you seen that video with Casey Neistat and the, I think it's a Navy SEAL, and about how he wakes up. Have you seen this? I need to send you the link.
I think I remember. I might have watched some of it or something.
Did we talk about this? I feel like we may have. Basically, he talks about how it's so important to wake up early and work out and be disciplined about it, because that way when you, like, go into the office and there's, like, Dunkin' Donuts there, you're disciplined because you already got your butt out of bed to work out, and you're like, why would I eat a donut? I just suffered that whole thing. And it's all about how discipline equals freedom.
Interesting. I feel like I viewed it in a little bit of a different way, in that, like, to me, having the discipline to say no to, like, distractions throughout my day, to, like, work hard in the time that I've set up aside and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, that provides me with, like, total freedom.
Got
like,
you.
After that, like on the day that I've set aside, like if Saturday I've set aside to hang out with people and go surf and go like play basketball or go like do those things, it's entirely guilt-free freedom.
Got it.
Instead of like
when I have stuff to get done,
you know, and I like know that I didn't work hard previously, which is like a super common thing I have. If I feel like I haven't worked hard enough throughout my week, I'm like guilty about anything I do after that. It's like hard for me to say yes to hang out with friends when I'm like, but I have this to get done, or like I have this, blah blah blah. But when I do those things and know I did it to the best of my ability, then it's like so guilt-free to like,
you know what I feel like is a good analogy to that is that, you know, when you have a lazy day and then you go to bed and you can't sleep well, I feel like when you work so hard, you sleep so, you sleep with freedom.
Totally.
You sleep so well.
Totally.
You're just like, your whole brain is free because you're like, oh my gosh, I got so much done. I can sleep without even thinking about anything. Mm-hmm. But normally when you don't work hard during the day, it's like,
you feel like your
mind's still going.
Almost.
But if you work so hard, you're like, you can't even keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm free.
Right.
Go to bed.
Right.
So I feel like that's similar. Anyway.
That's dope.
So what comes more naturally? Finding adventure?
Finding adventure.
Why?
Which is, that was a tangent.
No,
for
it's
sure.
Okay.
That was a good tangent.
I'm
glad we did it.
Yeah.
finding adventure comes naturally because that's who I am. I think like my personality, my character traits lean towards that. So it's like why I do things that are really hard. Because they're hard and it makes it fun to me. I broke my ankle 5 weeks ago. I didn't even like go to the gym that much before this. I was an active person. I really enjoyed like sports and all that sort of stuff. But I've gone to the gym basically every single day since I broke my ankle, with the exceptions of like a camping trip and like a couple different random things. Because it's
Which
harder.
Which is pretty unheard of. I feel like people don't do that.
Right. But, and I like didn't even work
people
out that
even
much before.
People go to the gym when their ankle is not broken.
Yeah. And so like to me, when things are difficult, it makes me want to do them more. And so like, that's why I'm so prone to like adventure.
Yeah.
And like those sorts of things. Like when it was like, I could go get a normal job where I know what to expect, or I could go like literally be insane and move to LA and try and like be creative and make money, which is like so hard.
Yeah.
But like, what drew me to it more was like, it's going to be hard and I'm into it. And so like, because it's kind of funny, I start work tomorrow as a personal trainer. And I literally like broke my ankle 5 weeks ago and I had no, and like I, it like became like having the impediments like draws me towards things.
Yeah.
Instead of like,
that's
when
so
something's
funny.
Too easy, I almost don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So,
this was so hard for me. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was one where I held it down again. Mm-hmm. But I did end up voting routine because I was thinking about, I was like, when do I thrive? And it normally is when I have like a really solid routine, but I love being spontaneous. I love, like, I'm not one of those people where when I'm not in the routine, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not myself. I like being out of my comfort zone and doing random stuff or going on an adventure. So this was really challenging, but I did vote routine.
Okay. Interesting.
So.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like probably 60% routine, 40% adventure.
Right, which I feel like a lot of these things are that.
Yeah. But not quite the 80-20.
Right.
Okay, so
I feel like one other thing with that is I feel like why I've and this is like a pretty recent thing for me to like have really like fallen in love with routine. And it's because I have such a natural proclivity to like be spontaneous and like do adventurous things. And so that's why it's like so profound to me when other people are like, oh yeah, I wake up at the same time every day. Or like, yeah, I do. Like I have routines. To me, when I like discovered routines, I was like, wow, like this is it. You know, like doing the same thing every morning. Or like,
I get it.
I straight up like I got so, it's funny because it like changed me so much that like I got, like I eat the same thing like almost every single day. Like I wear a plain black shirt almost every single day. Like I do like the same things every day, and like to me it unlocked this like world that I'd like almost never seen before because my natural like leanings were to be so much like the opposite of
So, exactly,
it's fascinating.
70% said routine, which that doesn't surprise me.
I was a little surprised. I thought it'd be adventure heavy because that's how I operate. Like routine was like such like a mind-blowing thing to me that I thought like I discovered it. You know what I mean? But like
so true. Honestly, I'm also thinking routine solely because I feel like females thrive more off of routine.
Interesting. Yeah.
If I had
guys
to guess.
Might lean more towards adventure.
I just feel like I hear like girls always talking about like their routine, like, oh, I'm back in the routine, like my morning routine, my night routine. I don't know. Maybe it's just
That makes sense to me. Totally makes sense because I think guys, and I think like with routine,
guys
inherently
are a little bit
comes
more
organization.
Casual.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think girls are typically more
girls
organized.
Are more yeah.
So I think like those things probably go hand in hand.
Got it. Okay. What comes more naturally to you, being honest or having empathy?
This was an interesting one too, because I think for most of my life, and I think sort of like the way that I was like raised maybe, and just like maybe the conditions of my life, I don't know exactly what it is, but I found myself to be someone that was like a little, like very honest and maybe a little bit harsh, I would say. And I think that's probably like my natural leanings. And I think that like, as I matured, I learned so deeply like the value of empathy. And,
yeah.
And
did you see my shirt?
Yeah. I thought I was going to point
this,
that
I was
out
like,
too.
I was like, that's ironic.
Choose empathy.
My shirt says empathy.
What is that?
This
is somebody's merch or something?
Yeah, it's Hillsong's merch.
Oh, heck yeah.
From one of their conferences. Yeah. From the, I think it was there.
As I matured and as I learned.
Gotcha. But yeah.
As
it's a dope story,
right.
Isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, it's sick. I would say.
I would completely agree. I voted being honest because I still think I'm trying to work on, I think even just like stupid things like buying the shirt like makes me remind myself,
right.
You know what I mean? To choose empathy. I think also moving to a big city and realizing that people come from all different walks of life, not how you were raised.
Totally.
Has broadened my mind so much,
and a lot of stuff makes sense. I think as I got older and as I started listening to people more,
listen to how they grew up, and you know what things affected them.
Yeah,
because
totally. When you do that, and then you learn, even people that I disagree with on like really strong topics or whatever it is, it's like I disagree with you, but I understand and like respect how you've come to your conclusion.
Absolutely,
and I've come to a different conclusion, but like what you're saying, still like it's I understand your reasoning.
Got it. Yeah. Also, I think there's a. Nothing makes more sense most of the time. Sometimes there's an outlier and people are different, but nothing makes more sense when you meet someone's parents. You're like,
I get why you're this way sometimes, or
I feel like a lot of my friends, because I'm from out of state, so like when I meet people's parents when they come visit or whatever, I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes sense.
Right, totally.
Anyway, next question. What comes more naturally to you? Or excuse me, what comes more naturally, being too confident or not having enough?
I was split on these two. I'll be quick with my answers. But I think that it was so tough for me to decide, because I think when it comes to art, it's a lack of confidence. So when it comes to making videos, when it comes to making music, when it comes to those things, I struggle with not having enough confidence. I think sometimes when it comes to like physical challenges, I have too much confidence. So if it's like, I've broken like 10 bones in my life.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that I feel like I have this thing, and my mom would always tell me that growing up, like, you always think you can do everything.
Yeah.
I feel like most parents were like telling their kids, like, you can do anything. You know what I mean? And my mom was like, you can't do anything. Like, there are things that you can't do and you're going to get hurt if you try and do them. And I like, so I feel like I was getting a lot of that. And I, I think that like having too much confidence sometimes, or even just being like, oh, everything's going to be fine. I feel like that's my natural inclination. It's like, everything's gonna be fine, like, oh, it's gonna, we're gonna work it out, like, 100%. Don't worry, you know. But then
that's
sometimes like that
mentality.
Overconfidence is like, and then it's like, oh shoot, like maybe it's not as easy as I thought it would be, or maybe like I can't do this thing that I like like yeah. threw myself into, yeah. you know, or whatever exactly. it is. Yeah.
This one was hard for me too. I actually voted, I'm in the minority. I voted being too confident, but then mm-hmm. once I voted that, I was like, shoot. I ever since I moved, it's weird. Moving to LA has brought me a lot of confidence and things mm-hmm. in random things, but it also has made me like insecure in a lot of things totally. Too. You know what totally. I mean? Like it brought out a lot of insecurities that I never had. But I also brought a lot of confidence
because and I things. Think too this might ring true, like a lot of the things that you were really confident in,
yeah,
you come here and there's and people I'm that like, are just way better than you.
And you're like, crap,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So like yeah,
but,
totally.
But it's also weird, like I have friends, for instance, like I am not afraid to talk to literally anyone, even if right. they're a celebrity or whatever.
Totally.
Because we're around that culture all the time. Mm-hmm. So, but I have friends that are like, oh my God, like, are you serious? You're actually going to go talk? And I'm like, yeah, I have nothing to lose. I don't care.
Right.
Which is, I don't know. That's something in particular that I find I'm opposite end of the spectrum with.
Right,
with
right, people,
because
right.
I'll just go and talk.
Right. Totally. That makes sense.
But yeah, 22% said being too confident. 78% said not having enough.
Mm-hmm. It's like about what I'd expect, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wake up around the same time every day?
I do. I get up at 5:45.
Yeah,
just about every day. There are times where I'll like come off of a cycle of that, you know. But pretty consistently, I'd say pretty close to 5 days a week I do that. Yeah. I like give myself, you know, room, like, yeah. like if it's a Friday night and like my friends are hanging out, I'm not like, oh, it's 9:30. I need to head for home. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Which I did do that for a while in order to build the habit. I did that for like, it was a few months ago, but I did it for like 25 days straight.
Yeah.
Where I got up at the same exact time every day.
No, and I love that.
It takes an unreasonable amount of discipline.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't recommend it for like someone's life. You yeah. know what I mean? But like, it's a great thing to do. Like maybe try for 3 weeks to like tell yeah. you, show yourself, like you can do it if you want to. And then stop, because you'll miss out on too much.
And then stop.
But, yeah.
I put yes, but I'm the same way. Normally, it's about, lately it's been like, it's been, because I normally wake up, work out, and then I go, and then I get ready, and then I go to work.
Totally.
So I normally wake up around like 6, 6:30, sometimes 7 if I'm going into work later or whatever. Mm. But it's always in that window. It's mm. normal. It's normally never, I mean, on Monday it was like 5:45, but same
yeah.
in the window. I'd say normally it's about like 6:30, 7.
Yeah.
68% said yes, they wake up the same time every day.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Do you have a morning routine?
Yes. Gosh, we're getting to this so towards the end of our conversation, but this was like the main thing we talked about, like when we talked about wanting to have the podcast.
Honestly, we may need to do like a part two with you.
That'd be lovely.
To do about. If you'd be down to
be on. Of course. I'm having a great time. Should we like brief it real quick?
Brief it really quick, and then we'll wrap up because we have to go.
Yeah, we need to get to church, baby.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it's starting now.
I know.
Here's what I do. So here's the most exciting part. It's fun because you're in my room right now, so I get to show you. So I have everything connected to my Alexa, which is super fun.
Yeah. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl? Hey, yo. So I wake. So before I wake up, about 45 minutes before I wake up, that little heater turns on, and it warms up my room.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then 20 minutes before I wake up, my essential oil diffuser turns on. Alexa, turn on Jerry. So there's Jerry.
Wait, his name's Jerry.
Yeah, his name's Jerry. He's great. He wakes me up in the morning, keeps
this
the vibe
hilarious.
Right. And then when I wake up, it's kind of like to get rid of some of the obstacles that yeah. like stop me from getting out of bed in the morning. Cause like getting up at 5:45 was like, I was always a night person. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And so I would always like get up and be
so
cold.
So this like helps you.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Gotcha. So the heater, then the vibe is set, you know, Jerry makes
yeah,
it smell good.
Yeah, Jerry.
And then my lights actually turn on when my alarm yeah. goes off. So my alarm goes off at 5:45 and my lights turn on with it.
Oh,
and it kind of like shocks. It kind of like shocks you
yeah,
into being
whoa,
like, I'm
hey,
awake
how
now,
you doing?
You know?
Yeah.
And then I set my workout clothes and a jacket on this chair.
So smart.
And I just like toss it on.
Yeah.
And I don't turn on my phone. My phone stays over here. I don't keep it in my bed. And then I don't turn on my phone until I've left the house.
You leave it off.
I leave it off overnight.
And you solely rely on Alexa.
No, I have.
No, you have a real alarm clock.
I have a real alarm clock. I just got this $9.99 RCA, like old school, just like simple alarm clock. It's got the time and it's got an alarm.
So you have to get up out of bed to turn it off.
I have to get out of bed to turn it off.
Got it. God, Jerry smells good.
Jerry's great.
I love Jerry.
Yeah. yeah, I work out. I meditate and pray. Uh-huh. I read affirmations.
Yeah.
I read and then I write And then I quote unquote visualize. This is like a lot
this
of it pulled
the
from the Miracle Morning. Yeah. Yeah. I reordered it kind of the way I prefer it. But my like visualize is really like writing out my to-do list for the day.
Got it. 72% said they have a morning routine. I do have a morning routine. It's not as strict as that. I would like it to be.
Okay. Nice.
28% said no. Do you meditate and pray regularly? You do.
I do. Yes.
I do too. 45% said yes. 55% said no. I would like to be better at this, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that meditate, I mean, the two are different for me, for sure. Like, super
same,
different.
Same.
But I think that, like, you know, a lot of people will either fall into, like, I do one of those or I don't.
Yeah.
And, yeah, meditation's, like, blown my mind.
Yeah.
Lately.
When you wake up, do you usually set a snooze or set multiple alarms?
So I turn my right off. And it's like the biggest thing for me is like a lot of people talk about that. Maybe like even the Casey Neistat, like I remember hearing some Navy SEAL or somebody talk about this, but like you don't want to start your day with a failure. It's like what it is for me.
Yeah. Oh so God. Like, that's smart.
Yeah.
I'm not a snoozer, but I'm cheating snoozing. I set like 5 alarms
right.
and then I say like no, and then I have one that I have to get up and I can get up.
Yeah,
like it's
that's
in my
good.
Head.
See, and for most of my life too, I've like for sure been like a snoozer, like like for a lot of college and everything, I'd set a bunch of alarms.
Yeah.
I forget where I was going with that. What were you saying? I don't even know.
I'm snoozing.
We're wrapping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just became a thing of like once I made, so I thought like I wasn't able to for the last time, but once I made the adjustment and once it became like do or die, like so it meant a lot to me to like not fail.
I need to do that. I need to set it as like
it like has to mean a ton to you for there to be a switch. And it became like this big thing.
It's like another thing. It's like I never regret waking up early, you know? 63% said snooze. That makes sense. Do you work out regularly? I do, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You do too.
I have, yeah. And I think that before.
This is 50-50.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that sounds about right. I think before, even before coming more of like a gym person, I would like regularly like play ball or surf or whatever it was.
I feel like you work out regularly. Do you read affirmations? I do, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was something that like blew my mind when I started doing.
I'm like really big about this.
Yeah.
Like I do it a lot.
Yeah. It was definitely like
even
a
though
new
it's weird. Yeah, I do it. I'm 21% said yes.
Right. It totally for a while I was like, this is so weird.
You're like, this is.
I probably started like a year ago now.
Yeah.
But oh, dude, it's so good.
Do you consistently make daily/weekly/monthly goals or to do lists?
Yes, I do now, and that's a pretty recent thing too. Maybe months. We're in the months range, not years.
I for sure do this, but I want to have a strict morning routine like you. 64% said they do.
Okay, nice.
And that was your last poll.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much
for
being on
the podcast. The end of that.
Sorry, we're rushing through because we have to go to church.
No, that was great.
But
that was probably
Jake,
a good
tell
of
us where everyone can follow you. Are you single? I can send some girls to your DMs.
Amazing. I'm sort of seeing somebody, you know. So like, well, you know, it's kind of there
DM.
Right now. So we don't need to. You don't have to. You can say what's up. We can be friends, you know. I wouldn't put myself in the single category. However.
It's
a recent development. However, if you want to hang out and listen to my music or see more sort of content that is sort of centered around this kind of thing that Taylor's inspired me to do more.
Yeah, he does need to do more.
My if you search Jake Roquet anywhere, I'm going to pop up. So if you search Jake Roque, Jake Roquet Music is my Instagram. If you search Jake Roquet on YouTube, I'll pop up. I have a Twitter. What else is there? That's pretty much it. I don't really Snapchat.
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
I don't know. Yeah,
website,
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I don't have my new website up yet, which I've kind of like redone to compile everything in one place. But when it's up, it'll probably be jakeroquet.com. Jake Roque. Just search it anywhere.
Perfect.
I'll pop up. We'll
thanks so much for being on the pod, Jake.
This
we're gonna
amazing.
Have to do a part 2.
You're great. I'm so excited. This was so much fun. I love this concept.
Good.
Thank you for having me on, Taylor.
Yeah, of course.
On the coolest podcast that anyone knows of.
Don't gas me up. So guys, make sure you follow me on Instagram at @tayl0r_king so that way you can vote in the polls because you, the podcast can't happen. It's not as fun because we want to see your juicy votes. And make sure you make someone else's day. Hope you have a great week. Peace.
Adios.
Woohoo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.